Trijicon Incorporated makes telescopic sights for rifles being used by U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Since 1995, the company has stamped references to Bible passages on those sights. The company announced last week it would drop the biblical references after the Pentagon raised concerns. Benjamin Bush served as an officer in the U.S. Marine Corps, including two tours in Iraq. He's glad to see the references go.
As a Marine invading Iraq in 2003, I thought we actively separated church and state from our motives. I know that scripture, embedded in the obscure numbers on rifle scopes, may seem like a small detail, and that Trijicon likely intended no particular malice by placing biblical references on its equipment. Like 2 Cor 4:6 represents 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. There seems to have been neither marketing nor secrecy associated with the presence of these inscriptions. But these are not innocent times, and the codes are still messages, printed and sent out. These notes have now been read, exposed, and we have the baggage of explaining ourselves to peoples convinced that many of our actions are motivated by religion, instead of self-defense, justice, or altruism. As a Marine, I aimed at Iraq through rifle scopes, my vision amplified. When viewing other cultures, even enemies, I think we should be wary of seeing them through a lens marked by religion. The United States is fighting Islamic extremists, but we are not Christian extremists. When I returned from my second tour in 2005, we were in the embattled city of Ramadi, and we fought jihadists, tribal factions, and criminals alongside almost entirely Muslim Iraqi soldiers. It was impossible to segregate the ambitions of singular religions then. Although the rifle equipment was stamped as a private act by a private company, it was sold to governments, and therefore unavoidably and knowingly coupled with politics. Biblical quotes were thoughtfully chosen, thoughtful enough not to be allowed as innocent of larger context. By branding weapons with Christian messages, there is a deep and ugly blending of religion, politics, and bloodshed, and it has unwittingly painted our government and military with the embarrassing language of crusade. America is largely composed of people who consider themselves Christian, but I did not go onward as a Christian soldier. I went forth as an American, a Marine. I was sent by my country to fight a threat, and thereafter with the best intentions of democracy, not theocracy. Our efforts in the Middle East were complicated enough, and small symbols are examined carefully by our opponents. Based on my understanding of the teachings of Christ, he would be very disappointed to see his gospel assigned to war of any kind. I leave you with a verse that has not been stamped on our weapons. And I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you. Matthew 5:44.
Benjamin Bush served in the Marine Corps for 15 years. To comment on his essay, go to the opinion section of NPR.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.